and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Hart playing Taluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
I didn't go through puberty that time.
No, that was good. Yeah.
Good one.
Okay. Now that we're in the final room,
yeah,
I have to know what else was on the crumble table.
Oh, please. Yes. That's why people tune into this show.
How messed up is this room? We might still be able to roll on.
Honestly, I think this fight might be a little too hard if I added the crumble table to the operation.
Dude, the room's made out of wrought iron, apparently.
Well, you say a little too hard, and I'm over here with 34 out of 66.
I got 30 out of 85.
81 out of 103.
Well, you better
but
go
I
first.
Have a superior cheesecake.
That is true.
That can get me 36 health if I so use an action.
I got a couple slurps.
All right, so let's take a look at the rest of the crumble table.
Shall we?
Number two, a pillar collapses, falling in a line that affects a 5-foot by 30-foot space. Any creature in that line must succeed on a DC 15 dex save or take 18 bludgeoning damage. Number three, a piece of ceiling crumbles onto a creature who caused the damage to the structure. That creature must succeed on a DC 12 dex save or take 36 bludgeoning
damage. Jesus Christ.
So it would have been like, you know, like how that happened, like at the T?
Yeah.
That girl narrowly avoided. Yeah. It would have been that. And four, was there's a portion of one of the temple's walls collapses, causing each of the above effects to take place at the same time.
Oh my God.
Jesus. The crumble table was hella sketchy.
Damn.
This book is fucked, Rich. There's so much weird shit in here.
I love it.
Fuck that little coffin at the beginning.
Oh yeah, that was like just a cursed coffin. I wanted to put like a thing in front of you guys. I was like, don't touch that big evil thing. But
we didn't tell me I could read the side of it that said "Do not open."
You didn't investigate or anything. You're like, I'm fucking opening it.
You went right at it to swing it open. I got little eyes for this, but fuck them.
You didn't say those words on it.
I didn't have time because you and Reggie immediately swung it open. That was fun. I loved like this. This kind of shit's always fun to me. Where I'm like, every room sucks. Like, see what's in them. The flesh room. I kind of like, I had a couple different rooms here. I kind of just mixed them together because I knew when guys would hit all of them. Mm-hmm. But the flesh room originally, I was going to have like a flesh golem in there.
Ew.
But then.
That's just a guy.
It's just a guy. It's made up all the parts. But then I was like.
Frankenstein?
Like, I know them. And they're going to try to like win this guy over and then just have like a flesh guy hang out with them. You guys would have given him a silly name. And then I would have had to role play a flesh golem for the rest
Instead,
of the fucking
campaign.
You
role played my shadow son and I want him more than my current son.
God, that was so fun. Yeah, so you got replaced with, there was this like creature on the table that I rolled for to see like what was happening. One of them was that like you get sent to the abyssal plane in a block of ice and replaced with this little creature. He never got his turn, but he was like pretty strong. I made it like a shadow version of Glebnor for funsies, but this thing is called a Nafelschnee.
Oh, no.
A what?
Nafelschnee?
Nafelschnee?
A Nalfschnee?
Is this Norse?
It literally looks it, like the picture just looks nothing like what you would expect. It's like a human body. Like kind of portly. I can't see the legs, but they look, there's furry and they look weird. Big pig head, little black wings, and he's holding a whip.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck this thing is. It was just on this table.
Who was the Licky-Loo who fucking tongued up my ice block?
I just figured like a freaky little abyssal monster.
Okay.
Yeah. But he had some cool stuff. He had a thing called a horror nimbus. He magically emits scintillating multicolored light. You ought him to make DC 15 wisdom saves to be frightened. He had like a little teleport move he could do.
Oh, of course.
And just like bites and claws.
Everything now is going
to
teleport.
Well, you guys are really fast. I have to.
I mean, honestly, like the, so just like mechanically, all of the cultists here who weren't that like scarab race are, Shatterkai from, They're like Shadowfell elves, basically.
Okay.
I use them as the base, but Shatterkai have one of my favorite racial abilities in the game. They have a 30-foot teleport that after they teleport, they have resistance to all damage for the round. But I made all the cultists. I used the actual cultist stat block, which is terrible because I knew none of them would get a turn with you maniacs. So that'd be more fun for you guys to shred cultists down here.
Good old Dorf.
Dorf. I know. Dorf. I was like, fuck you, Rich. He's Dorf now.
I am Dorf.
But yeah, I for a lot of the like Thanites, the the like stat blocks I use, there's like a bunch of stuff from Cobalt Press where it's just like dark. It's like a title of darkness. It's like Eyes of the Dark, Voice of the Dark. Dwarf is a sentinel in darkness, which the picture I have is like a stone statue, but it still has four arms. And I was like, perfect. He's my bug guy. I'll make him a big scarab boy. But yeah, so this will be a very interesting little fight coming up.
Now, our young Liz folk gal.
Yes.
First of all, what's her name?
I haven't named her yet. Scalantha?
Scalantha. Is it just Scale Samantha?
Sure is.
I thought you were just going to go with Lizzie.
Ah, that's way better. It's Lizzie. I'm sorry, it's Lizzie.
Not Scamantha?
No, that would I want to forget how to say. Lizzie's easy. This is why Rich is a better DM than me. We should have had you be the DM. This
So that's number one.
You wouldn't have been able to rein us in.
I would have let it go off the rails so quick.
As if I haven't.
He has a fucking giant ball of light, for God's sakes.
Last episode, Glebnor saved someone by shooting a fucking a cannoli on them. I lost control of this podcast like episode two.
Yeah, well, in our, what is it? Our online campaign, I let Varant just kill a man by calling out a random name.
Yeah, that was really funny. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You guys are maniacs. It was so fun seeing you guys like just barrel through traps. I was like, that shit was so funny to me.
I have a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Did you consciously say they were carving Theo in, or did you just say Theo and not Bleebly?
Theo.
Okay, so they're referring to him as Theo.
Yeah.
Not by his god name.
It has to be like the name he was given at birth. So that's why the name is being. That was the plan is. I mean, we haven't really gone into the lore of what a name keeper is or why. If you want to have a chit chat with grandpa at some point, you can probably go into it. But yeah.
Not too happy with him.
Mm-hmm.
So
obviously.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Next time you have a talk, I'm chiming in.
Oh, that's fine. You can come with me.
We'll dream walk together.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I hate the idea of my like wicked cool man in black character has to deal with Taluga.
Yeah, he wouldn't know how to handle Talug.
Nope.
No one can handle the Lug.
I mean, at this point, I'm just like, my family sucks.
Yeah.
Over so here, far. As he looks at Gulp shoveling chowder into random strangers.
At this point, I wish Gulp was my uncle.
I'll take great. Gulp over Strife any day of the week.
I don't know, but you'd have to deal with Frick.
Ugh.
Yeah, but Frick isn't, like, Frick's annoying, but he's not trying to kill me and take me over.
You don't know that yet.
Actually, you know what? That's true.
And you get propolis.
And whatever is happening with Bleegong at the moment.
Well, Bleegong's the man now. He's a little pyromaniac.
Yeah. I think Bleegong, I'm going to have him just be so badass when you guys see him again.
He's going to have an eye patch, even though he still has both eyes.
Yeah.
I saw it in a book once. This guy with that eye patch was so cool.
He flips it up, winks at you.
I saw it in a pirate book.
Bleegong. I know, we haven't heard from Bleegong in fucking a hundred.
I should call him.
I wonder if he's
can we do a check?
Filling out that armor.
Can we do a check on the Slubal Drippians?
I think we'll do that in the actual campaign if we're going to pop in on those boys. See what they're doing. Yeah, I really liked you calling Yarno, giving him shit because he didn't know how to make a vacuum. So
put
funny.
Me the better artificer on the line.
Wow! He was like so immediately offended.
Also, sucking up a void makes no sense.
I know.
It's a vacuum. I just, my problem's away.
You have to fill the void.
You played Luigi's Mansion. You know how this works.
That's ghosts.
Same thing. What's a ghost if not a void?
New t-shirt.
You kind of got me there. The void of life.
Yeah, I just like love a little dungeon crawl. Just like.
Fucking crumble table.
It's just so fun to like fill up space full of stupid shit for your players to stumble into.
When's the last time we checked for the taco sales?
Yeah, how that's much probably money are we making?
You can roll a D100. We'll call
it's
that
Rich's job now. He's got the bag.
Just tell me how much gold I got to add.
It's a D100?
60.
60, okay.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Then plus, the operation's probably growing down there.
So
know?
Maybe it's two D100s.
Okay, settle down.
Maybe like a couple of 20s for tacos, for Choco Tacos.
What if I just roll in another one and see what we get? Like a four. Four extra gold.
That's from the Choco Taco sales.
Yeah, four?
Extra four.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeff.
I rolled the absolute lowest.
If you rolled any higher, I wouldn't have given it to you.
I know, but four is so low. Ugh.
Yeah, it's just funny like that. We had a, I ran like a Feywild campaign in person for a different group. And I had one of the craziest moments ever. One of our players, I basically was like, you have to roll a D100 or I'm going to like wipe your character out. He like got hit by a wicked strong attack that like, if you got hit by it, it like wiped out the entire world's memory of you except for the people that saw you die. And then I let him roll a D100 to see like if something crazy would happen. And he rolled a 100. Yeah. I was like, okay, yeah, you're good. Sometimes the dice are like, back the fuck up. You're like, okay, yeah, sure. No, my bad.
Message
yeah.
received.
Push a little hard there. I get it.
That was honestly one of the best rolls I've seen. It was crazy. So good.
And it was crazy too, because he had like a big dice that actually had 100 numbers on it.
Yep.
Which was the coolest part to me. And then it like landed on the 100 and I was like, that is fucking insane. I've never seen anything like it. Those dice are wonky. Those big boy ones.
Yeah.
I do definitely. The one thing about this podcast is I wish we could roll dice without it destroying our audio.
Yeah.
Because it is satisfying to, number one, to roll, but also the sound is nice. But it just, I don't really think there's a way to do it here.
No. Especially if I brought my dice and the tower.
Yeah.
It's traumatizing for him anyways.
Yeah. Because like when Rich is DMing and he rolls with that tower, you just hear a metal dice smashing against.
It's just going thud.
Yeah. And then he's like, nat 20. You're like,
no.
It's the worst. Ugh. Yeah. I was thinking too. I was like, randomly, I was like, oh, we always start the podcast me being like, as always, your DM. And I was like, have I damned myself to never getting to be a player on this podcast?
Yes. Yep.
Guy, come on. When do you do it?
No.
Do it.
We're lazy.
I don't do voices like you. So it's
I can do voices, but I don't want to DM.
I'm lazy.
The people,
like you read about.
The people want to see me be a player, I think.
Chime in the comments if you think Ryan should be a player.
Fuck you, Ryan. Keep DMing.
We want more funny voices.
Yeah.
Do a Swedish guy.
No. Listen, listening audience.
Do Shadow Glebnor again.
Ryan fucking sucks. As a player for this, he would be terrible because he's like, why don't we all just stay on track and do the fucking objectives?
I'm like, the worst.
Hey, guys, shouldn't we just, like, maybe stick to the plan? Fuck that.
I'm like Toluga at this moment.
I'm like a hardcore DM's pet. I'm like, hey, guys, I feel like they worked really hard on this encounter. Let's try our best.
No, I want to mug this stranger.
I know. Every time I'm like, guys, I don't think we should bully this NPC. They've been so helpful. I think this comes from DMing for so long. Like, that's how my NPCs are typically acting to try to keep everyone on track. As a player, it ends up being the same thing. But yeah, every once in a while, I play a crazy person.
Like who?
I played, what was Squawk? I played like a,
okay, yeah.
A
yeah.
Seagull druid. He was fun.
Was he though? Or was he extremely on point and like just doing stuff to advance the story the whole time?
I mean, underneath, yeah.
But underneath, it was very clear.
He summoned Mammoth one time and that smashed a guy with it. Though. That was pretty funny.
And then I turned old.
Yeah.
And then he hid behind a fart cloud for like four rounds.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. What is that cloud spell? It's not cloud.
Stinking kill. Cloud.
Stinking cloud.
Yeah.
That has got to be one of the low key worst spells in this game.
You just so hate good. It because of what it did.
Yeah.
Because
it obscures stuff. So if you're a spellcaster, you can't see shit.
Yeah.
If you walk into it, you start puking. It's just like sucks.
I hate it for another reason.
Yeah. It's not, I don't love it. But I mean, it's fun to use as a DM against players. Our friend Tom, who hopefully will be a guest star soon. He was DMing that little adventure, and man, he had so much fun with that stupid cloud.
He also did not like being shit talked.
No,
he couldn't.
I found that out the hard way.
He couldn't plan for me. So yeah.
I like, as a DM, typically I like being shit talked. I like when the players are just mad at me and I'm like, ha ha ha. I'm just like throwing spells at them.
He did not like that at all.
Yeah. He'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to kill me.
I'll punish you. But like, I'm always like,
joke's on him. I killed myself.
Yeah,
you did.
I power bombed his stupid wizard into a dragon's mouth.
And they were like, do I choke him? Like, no.
At least a hairball. That was a
I think like Murph had like from Nadpod, had like an interview with Brennan from Dimension 20. And one of the things he said, and I've always thought of, he's like, you know, sometimes as a player, daddy's going to come and smack you around a little bit when you're acting up. It's like, yeah, every once in a while, you got to hit your players with like a bunch of bullshit damage just to tell them to back off. Unfortunately, this place was just full of traps for me to do that to you guys.
That sarcophagus.
Yeah, I was worried because
it did so much.
I also
did you have to roll, or was it like a set amount?
64?
And actually, it could have been way worse. Hold on.
Wait, what?
61 damage.
It was 61,
and I was down to 2 HP. I'm now back to 34 for this difficult fight that Ryan said.
Well, I say it's difficult, but then you guys just start doing your shit, and then. So here's the other thing. This was
my slurps.
This almost happened, which scared the fuck out of me. If this damage reduces the creature to 0 hit points, it dies, rising as a zombie under the control of the Onyx Tomb's inhabitant.
Who was?
I'm assuming the goo.
Which would have been the goo.
Oh.
So we would have had zombie Toluga that was like at the behest of the goo. And honestly, I don't know how the fuck I would have gotten out of that as a DM.
Yeah, zombie Toluga doesn't seem fun.
Yeah, it did. It did. So I could have rolled 7d8 plus 30 necrotic damage
or the flat
61. So I just took the 61.
Now,
should I roll to see if I could have killed
him? Well, let me see. 78.
You would have needed to do 63. So
yeah, let's see.
There's that. And then the other question is, would the zombie have Toluga's full stats?
No, I would have just made him a zombie.
Oh, I would have had zombie absolute trash.
Yeah, you would have just been like bumbling around. Ooh, yeah, I would have got you. 78 rolled out to 41, so 41 plus 30 would have been 71.
Yeah.
You would have been zombied up.
Yeah. Zombosis.
You took the flat. Okay, yeah, so that would have sucked.
And then I would have blamed Reggie.
Yeah. Yeah, Reggie would have come back and been like, hey, guys.
Toluga's gone forever.
Yeah.
You wanted to check out the room.
I know, that would have really fallen on Reggie.
I was in that,
you would have to find a way to either bring Toluga back or a new plope would be sent up from Sloobeldrip.
Yeah, or it would have been...
You would have been Frick.
Frick.
There's an alternate version of this podcast where you play Frick. That's so scary to think about.
Of the spear.
We could have done like like the end of Shaun of the Dead. You could have just been like a zombie that they keep on like a little...
Yeah, a little chain in the backyard.
Keep you away from biting anybody. Yeah. Probably best for everyone that didn't happen. Yeah, it seems like.
You know how much pressure would have been on me at that point?
A lot.
Yeah.
A whole bunch. All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, I'm like thinking now, because I'm going to have to edit in all the sound effects later. I was like, I have so many like zombie noises I've never gotten to use, because you only fought a zombie like once.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the zombies falling into the pit after Toluga was really funny. I love the idea of Toluga being like, I'm slow falling, I'm fine, as zombies just flying out, like, down into the pit.
With sucker
him.
Punch one right in the ball.
I know, you punching a dude's nuts off in the day was really, really funny. Yeah, that dungeon crawl went about how I imagined it, sort of.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, we were due for one.
Yeah.
Shooting a lock off a door, that's, you know, it's commonplace.
I mean, if you didn't, I was going to wall of thorns inside the lock to explode.
So
that would have been great.
I don't think this will come up in the fight, so I'll tell you how this works. So the Sentinel of Darkness had a thing called Vault Keeper.
Yeah, you keep that vault.
Secret doors and illusionary walls within 1,500 feet of the Sentinel have a DC to detect their presence increased by 5. So that was, he was kind of this Vault Keeper was basically keeping that door having a higher threshold to break it.
To be fair, though, we all still have, I think, Pass Without Trace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because did you... well, actually, it would have definitely broken when you got hit with 60 something.
I don't know. What if I nat 20?
You can roll nat 20. You can roll nat 20 right now. Roll a d20.
Concentration,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not even close.
No longer Pass Without Trace.
Damn.
Plus, you yelled out, that's dwarf. So they definitely know you guys are there. You guys tunneling up underneath was just like so funny to me. That like, Theo, you did all this crazy shit to break the door, and then he opens the door and you guys just come up like fucking,
Diglets.
Yeah, Diglets, Diglet. Exactly.
Diglet dig.
Well,
trio.
I think we got one more episode to record today, boys. We got a big old slobber knocker of a fight. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
All right, Mark, take us out of here so we can get right into it.
Hey, as always, thanks for listening. I love you. That's right. I'm talking directly to you. I'm in love with you. So please reciprocate with a nice review. Anywho, rate, review, subscribe. It's Zolven time! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.